You're a wizard, Abby!
Welcome to the Harry Potter Book Club for The Order of the Phoenix with
Sarah Tompkins,
Michael DeMauro,
and I'm Vijaya Shrestha.
This week we discuss Chapter 30, Gromp. We have our own giant guest on, and the battle for the Quidditch Cup continues.
Animals
300
again?
No. 400.
Animals
400?
Yeah.
You took the 400 because you knew I wanted it!
You took it. Okay. Oh, I knew I'm not.
I'm just kidding. How many owls were sent to the Dursley house after Harry and Dudley returned from fighting the Dementors? Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
A peck.
Is that how many chapter. A peck is? That's what the chapter's called, a peck of owls.
Like, what's a bushel then?
Why do I know that?
A bushel of owls?
No, do you know, like, there's like that. Like, I love you, a bushel and a peck. I didn't know what a peck was. I certainly don't know what a bushel is.
It's a unit of measurement.
Oh, it's a basket. It's a basket of apples and an owl. I love you, a basket of apples and an owl.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Five owls. Not six owls, but five.
Five whole owls.
Now, can I have prefix for 200, please?
Uh-huh. Who is the boy prefect from Slytherin?
Ding, 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 ding.
Michael.
Ding, ding, ding. It is Malfoy.
Sure is. The worst.
I knew that, too. Dang. For people listening on the podcast, Michael just made the bullhorns at me.
And then Sarah punched him in his face.
I punched him in the face.
Chapter 30. Gromp. So the legend of the twins is growing day by day. Their amazing escape from Hogwarts, all the chaos they caused. Man, everyone is just buzzing. What a cool couple dudes. They're going to be famous forever and they'll never die.
Just like that song, Fame, I'm going to live forever.
Yeah.
Just like Fred.
Do you remember that?
The 21st day of September?
No. Do you remember that swamp that they made in a corridor for some reason?
I do.
So, like, no, the teachers aren't helping. And so Filch and Umbridge are trying to get rid of it, and they can't because they're fucking idiots. Sorry for swearing. The rest of this episode will not have any swearing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, no one's helping them. They're struggling. Everyone loves it. Everyone is just, like, all the students are just, like, getting wild. They're just, like, dropping stink bombs right and left. People, it's so stinky in the corridors that people are putting bubble head charms on to go in between classes. The Slytherins are just getting, like, piled on. Like, anywhere they go, they're getting jinxed because, you know, they're obviously Umbridge's little toadies, so everyone's just messing them up.
It's true.
You said Umbridge's and I heard Overdrive's little dirty.
That too.
Yeah, there you go.
The twins' snack boxes are in high demand and they're very popular for getting out of Umbridge's class. And like she tries to give everyone attentions, but eventually she just gives up because like everyone's doing it all the time and they don't care.
Don't even care, none.
They don't even care. Rowdiest of all is our boy Peeves.
The rowdiest of all.
He's just like, he's like attacking Umbridge. He's like being a maniac. None of the other teachers are stopping him. They're all just like, funny. He's just going mental all over the place. Montague is still addled. And like, Hermione being the worst character in the books is like, we should tell everyone what happened to poor Montague, even though he's an evil jerk. And everyone's like, shut up, Hermione. God, you're the worst. And Ron is just dreading what his mom is going to say, because he's assuming she's going to blame him for what happened with the twins. Like, I don't know how, but somehow it's going to be his fault. And at this point, Harry finally comes clean. He admits he was the one who gave the twins the money to get their joke shop started.
Aww.
Ron is so pumped.
Who is John?
John Weasley is so pumped. He's like, Harry, can I tell my mom that it's your fault? And Harry's like, yeah, I guess whatever. He's like, I'm not going to get in trouble. It's going to be Harry's fault. So he's feeling great. He's on top of the world. Hermione's like, get back to Clemency. Go to that terrible class where you won't learn anything with your awful teacher. Harry's like, I'm not having those dreams anymore. And Ron's like, bro, you're totally having those dreams. And it's very obvious. You're like talking in your sleep. Yeah, it turns out that like Harry, he doesn't even want to stop the dreams. He wants to know it's through that dang door.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just look?
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah. I mean, Hermione still being the rudest is like, I don't even think you're trying.
I mean, is he though?
No, he's not. He's totally not. But, you know, friends don't call each other out like that, right? I mean, come on. Ron weirdly has gotten like a better attitude about Quidditch.
Yeah.
Because he's got nothing left to lose. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
Sometimes that's what happens when you hit rock bottom. No place you can go is up.
Yeah. I think part of it is probably the twins being gone. They didn't really give him a lot of confidence. And so he's like finally able to come into his own. And Gryffindor, it's their final game. They're playing Ravenclaw. They can somehow win. And they'll win the Quidditch Cup.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing.
Harry is very confused about his feelings for Cho.
You didn't have to add about his feelings for Cho. I think you said Harry is very confused. Yeah. It'd be a blanket statement, really.
That's true. But like in a different way now, because he's kind of like, I'm so sick of fighting with her. I'm just kind of over her. I'm not even jealous that she's, you know, talking to other boys and stuff. So I think he might be done with her. And so they get down, they get ready. They
get down.
They get down. Harry, being kicked off the Quidditch team, is just in the stands with Hermione. He's going to finally watch a game of Quidditch for the first time in the entire book series. He's going to watch a game of Quidditch. And I guess that's not true. He's probably watched the other teams play.
We've never seen him watch it.
Never seen him. And yeah, they see Ron gets a goal scored on him right away. And they're like, oh, great. Here we go. And that's when Hagrid comes up behind them. He's like, hey, Harry, Hermione, can you come with me into the forest? I've got something terrible to show you.
Sure, let's go.
We got to do it during the Quidditch game so no one else notices. Like Umbridge, I don't want Umbridge to see me. Let's just do this now. And Harry's like, oh, Quidditch, I want to see. Oh. And Hermione's like, I don't want to support my friends because I'm the worst. So yes, let's go into the forest. They go into the Forbidden Forest and Hagrid grabs his crossbow. And it's like, wait, you didn't need that when we went. And he's like, yeah, I need it now.
yeah, no, it's important.
We're going way, way into this forest.
Balls to the walls.
And the centaurs are no longer my friends. So.
Oh, no. What if Voldemort's in there? Harry's not going to get a horse ride, centaur ride anymore.
Dare you call them horses?
Never know. Apparently, Hagrid stopped all the centaurs from kicking Frenzy to death, so they're pretty pissed off about him.
I mean, if you stopped me from murdering Sarah, I would be mad at you, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Wait, why are you murdering me and not Michael? Why isn't it, Sarah, if you stopped me from murdering Michael, you'd be mad at me.
I'm always mean to Michael. I should be mean to you sometimes.
Have I made you guys feel guilty somehow? What's going on?
I know, tinnitus.
This is your one episode where we're nice to you.
one episode per season.
In the seven seasons, this is the one episode that you get.
He gets one episode per season, you know?
It's not even the full episode. Just wait till the segment.
And if this airs around Christmas, it'll be very apropos.
I think it actually does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does it?
It's like the day after Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Then, yeah, this is your Christmas present,
or
Michael.
Or whatever you know, celebrate.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
Or Hanukkah, or non-denominational holiday.
Anyway, so they're way in the forest. They, like, go off the path. I was like, uh-oh, what's going on here? And they keep going. And then Hagrid's like, all right, let's stop here for a minute to talk before we get there. I need to explain some stuff to you guys. Hagrid is apparently worried that he's going to get fired. In Great Britain, it's called getting the sack.
Getting sacked. Being made redundant.
Yeah. So he's worried that, and so he's got apparently there was a Niffler incident in Umbridge's office and it wrecked all her shit. And because it's a magical creature, she's like, well, Hagrid's fault. I'm going to fire his ass. And like, if he goes, he needs someone to help him with this special project he's got going on here in the woods. They keep going. They go another like 15 minutes. And Hagrid's like, be really quiet.
So, Michael, if you brought me into the woods and we're like...
Uh-huh. With my crossbow. Got it.
Yeah. If a special project murders me, or if for some reason I am no longer here, please also take care of this special project. I would say...
Yeah.
No.
Well, I would 1,000% think that you have kidnapped someone.
Someone dangerous. Because like, you wouldn't have kidnapped somebody who was innocent or somebody who was easy to defeat if you have to bring a crossbow out there.
Well, I listened to enough true crime that I would think that he has kidnapped someone innocent and he wants
to
keep that person.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense.
A similar situation.
In which case, Michael, I would say no.
I will wait it out and see what the project is.
Okay. Yeah, how much money is Hagrid offering them?
None. No money at all.
Oh.
$0. Well.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
So they get to this clearing. There's this big mound of earth in the middle of it, and everything's all torn up. Trees are knocked down. Everything's all messed up in here.
Are they building a condominium complex or something?
Close, but no.
Okay.
Hermione is terrified for some reason. Harry has no idea what's going on. Shocking, I know.
I was like, okay, sure.
And he's like, wait a minute. That mound seems to be breathing.
What?
You animated that soil. This is a tremor situation. I said I would never walk into a tremor situation.
So Hagrid and Hermione have this long conversation now where they just don't say the G word. And they're just talking and talking and talking. Harry still has like no idea what's happening. And they're just going on and on and on about like, Hagrid, that's why it took you so long. Hagrid, this is what happened. And Harry's like, I have no idea what's going on. Finally, they shed some light on the subject. Guys, this is Hagrid's brother. Hagrid's half brother, full giant.
Oh, gosh.
This is a giant.
He's a giant.
He's a giant.
Like,
giant,
how big giant?
Like 16 feet.
Oh, God.
Pretty big. Tiny for a giant, turns out, but big for a human.
That's like three me's standing on top of each other.
I think the grop that they had in the movie was like, he was kind of like toddler-like, and I thought he was like cute as a little brother cute.
They do a good job in those movies.
It's just my opinion. Yeah.
So this is Grop. He's a giant. And Hagrid has decided that he's going to civilize him.
Oh, no, that seems ill-advised and like a weird word to choose.
Yeah, he's gonna learn him up on some English and everything will be fine. Hagrid couldn't leave him there. He was getting picked on because he's so small. All the other giants are beating his little...
He's 6 and 8.
Little dumb butt up.
That is really sweet of Hagrid.
And Hermione's just like, why did you do this? This is the worst idea you've had.
Can we like, we should make a list of Hagrid's bad ideas and rank them.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
This is pretty close to the top.
So this is why Hagrid is constantly just beat all to hell.
Not because of Fight Club?
No, well, kind of. Grop is just pounding him. And Hagrid's like, it's going great, though. He's getting way better. And they're like, why is he tied up? And it's like, well, he's getting better, but he's not quite good yet. Still do need to keep him tied up here in the woods. So Hagrid's essentially saying, hey, if I get fired, can you come and take care of this bloodthirsty giant?
Of course.
Yes.
And they don't need to feed him or anything. They just need to like...
Wait, what is he eating?
He's eating birds and deer and stuff.
Oh my God.
Do they just wander in front of him or something?
Yeah, apparently.
But I feel like if he's a predator, deer would, or I guess maybe he just like lays there still because they thought he was a mound of earth.
Yeah.
Or dirt.
Yeah.
So maybe he just is very good at staying
still. Camouflage? Who knows?
I don't, that's terrifying.
So yeah, Hagrid just wants them to like keep him company. Just let him know that Grop needs to understand that they all like him and want him to stay.
Aww.
And that's, he just needs some reinforcement of that. And like Harry and Hermione are like, no one wants him to stay. He's a monster.
Oh.
He's gonna kill us all.
Hey, this is like, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. Like,
I can say shit about my brother, but you can't say shit about my brother.
So Hagrid goes to wake him up, and Hermione's like, oh, God. He wakes him up by picking up, like, a giant log and just, like, spearing him with it. Gives him a good poke. So Grop wakes up. He starts, like, pulling on a tree for fun to see if he can, like, break it in half.
Like you do.
Yeah. And Hagrid finally gets his attention by, again, spearing him with the log.
That seems mean.
He's like, this is Harry. This is Hermie. These are your new friends. I told you all about them. At which point, Grop tries to grab Hermione. And Harry, like, grabs Hermione and pulls her out of the way. And Hagrid's like, no, Grop, don't do it. And then Grop just punches him in his stupid face. And Hagrid's all sprawled out.
Oh, no.
Aww.
And then Grop goes back to trying to pull that tree over. Seems like fun.
I feel like Hagrid is in a domestic violence situation.
Kind of.
It's not great.
It's not.
Not great all around. So Hagrid's like, all right, good job, everyone. We got introduced. Everything's cool now. We're going to head back out. And so they start leaving the forest. And that's when Chekhov's centaurs show up.
You mentioned a centaur at the beginning of the chapter. I mean, you know.
Here they are. So they show up and they're like, Hagrid, you're no longer welcome. And you shouldn't have interfered. You should have let us kill Frenzy. And Hagrid is not taking any guff, though. He's like, nah, dog, this is my forest, too. You can't tell me not to come in here. And they're like, we're going to let you pass this time because you've got your little babies with you. But, you know, next time, forget about it. Hagrid's like, nah, dog, come in when I want.
I do what I want.
And do what I want. And the centaurs are like, we're not going to tolerate your little project much longer. And Hagrid's all like, ah, you will tolerate him. But so that's that whole thing. I feel like it'll come up again, maybe.
I don't think so. I mean, I think he's just going to stay in the forest. It'll be fine.
Yeah, maybe. So they get out of the forest. They hear cheering. Everybody.
Ooh, what?
You're cheering, yeah.
It's because everyone loves Grop.
No, it's because the Quidditch game just ended.
Oh, no. Did Ravenclaw win?
Everyone's cheering, yeah. And Hermione is just, like, fuming at Hagrid. Like, I cannot believe that. I can't believe he's doing this to us. I can't believe he's doing this himself. It's terrible. And they get a little closer to the crowd, and they're like, oh, great. Now all these jerks are singing Weasley is our king.
Weasley is our king.
And it's like, this is the worst day ever.
Weasley is our king.
And they get a little closer and they realize, wait, the words are slightly different. Wait, it's being sung by Gryffindors.
This is just like the end of the Grinch. What a good Christmas episode.
Weasley is our king.
He's like, what's that sound?
Weasley is our king. He didn't let the quaffle in. Weasley is our king.
Bahudore.
Sure enough, they have Ron up on their shoulders. He's got the Quidditch cup in hand.
Hail
thee! And he's super happy. And they're like, we won't tell him about Grop until tomorrow so he can enjoy his night.
Yeah.
And that is the end of the chapter.
He has a cigar in his mouth. Good job, Michael.
New things. Where's a giant in the forest? Named Grop.
What? That's a new thing?
Hey, that's Grop. The new thing. Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is why the whole book, Hagrid's face has been mushed up.
And he's been having to put raw dragon meat on his face.
Uh-huh.
With a green tinge. Yep.
Yeah. Questions. Why is Hagrid such a dummy? One of my questions.
He just loves too hard.
He does. He likes to see the best in monsters.
Yeah, he loves magical animals too hard. He loves Harry too hard. He loved Madame Maxime too hard. And he loves his brother too hard.
He sees the good in people without seeing, maybe. But I think he sees the bad in things, but he just loves them too much and thinks that they're going to, that their evil is going to be conquered by their good, and then maybe he can be the one to bring it out.
But, I mean, yeah. Or the bad thing. I don't know if he thinks that Grop is evil.
I know, I don't say evil. I that was an exaggeration. But I do think, I don't think Norbert was evil. I think maybe Aragog was a tiny bit evil.
I think, like, bad things went as humans view it, I guess.
Right, well, what I was going to say is that I think he thinks that it's like people who have, like, tigers for pets. They're very loving until, like, they can't help it because they have an actual...
Because they're wild animals.
...predatorial instinct and they're wild animals. and they, you know, they might just eventually eat you, sort of thing. Like, he loves, even though the dragon was good, like, you can't really tame a dragon, and then...
You can't tame a giant.
How to tame a dragon.
How to tame a dragon. Just that's a good read.
You should watch it. Hagrid should watch it.
Hagrid should, but he tried, but I just think that he finds creatures that, you know, maybe because he's misunderstood and there's a part of him that's always going to be rough. And so he sees in these creatures the kindness and gentleness that has a roughness to them as well.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But he also has to realize that, like, him being half giant and half human, there's, like, the half human side of him that has the human side of him, and he can't expect a dragon or a full giant to act the same way as a human, as he expects a human to act. I think that's...
You know what they said, Bajaya? They said a man could never go to the moon until we did it, okay?
They also said we couldn't tame a tiger, and we haven't been able to, so...
I was going
to
say, ask Siegfried and Roy, but they did...
They did not tame a tiger.
So well.
Or a lion. They have tamed a fox, so maybe a tiger or lion is to follow? I don't know. But that was a great recap, Michael.
Dang.
I did not expect that of you, but you surprise me every time.
Miracles happen.
Happy Christmas to both
what
of you. I love
Christmas
you very much.
Christmas miracle. Happy holidays.
Christmas miracle.
Happy Harry days.
Happy Harry day. Oh. I hope all of you have had a great holiday season.
Have a hairy Christmas.
If you don't celebrate Christmas, then I hope you just had a great day.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Magical day.
Magical day.
Thanks, Michael.
No problem.
Bye.
I love magic.
Hey, so we have a special segment this time around. I thought for once it would be nice to have one of my friends on the show so that I could have someone here who doesn't hate me. Jennifer Cheek is on the show with us tonight.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for having me on your wonderful Harry Potter podcast.
You sound like someone else when you say that. That's rude, Michael.
Yeah.
Sarah's your friend.
Vijaya's your enemy.
So we thought that it would be a great idea to talk about shipping.
Yeah, that's like my brand.
Yeah, Jennifer likes that sort of thing.
Oh, I love that.
She likes it when fictional characters smooch.
I do. Although I have to say, I never really got into Harry Potter shipping when I was younger, which I am actually very sad about. Like, I feel like it was a real missed opportunity for me. So I'm kind of like talking about this like a shipping scientist, not like being in it myself.
Jennifer will offer the scientific perspective. I can offer a historical perspective.
Exactly. Oh my, you probably know about some of this stuff because the reason that I kind of was thinking about this is because someone on Twitter last week was talking about like historic dramas in the Harry Potter fandom from like early 2000s.
Well, I mean, like obviously there's My Immortal, which is the most well-known Harry Potter fic.
Exactly. But apparently there was like a whole like insanity of like different websites, whereas like this website is for shipping Ginny and mm-hmm. Harry, and this website is for shipping Ron and Hermione, and they do not get along, and people making sock puppets on the internet, all kinds of wild stuff.
Oh yeah, no, there was, I feel like at the birth,
stalking, like crazy.
Flame wars, like
yeah.
Over Live Journal even.
Man.
It was, I'm sad that I missed it. My little self was just so oblivious to that side of the internet in that time of my life. I was only like hanging out on the like Star Wars, like Wikipedias or whatever it was at the time, like just learning various Star Wars facts. And I think I could have used my time better.
Shipping Ewoks. I get it.
Making them kiss each other.
Oh, that's real cute.
You guys do a Star Wars podcast, right? That's what this is.
That's
we are.
Exactly what we
this
do.
This is like, you're a Jedi, Harry.
Yeah. There's
you're
your
an
next
Ewok,
thing.
Harry.
Done. Oh my goodness.
Before we start shipping people, should we talk about the things that you discovered on the Harry Potter when you were looking at Harry Potter shipping things?
Oh yeah. So I found on the website fanlore.org, which I'm going to spend some more time browsing around this place because I can only imagine the weird dramas that exist here. But I found a whole page just dedicated to different Harry Potter. It's the title of the page is List of Harry Potter Pairing Names. And there are several different sections of it. There are your hetero ships. You got your slash ships. They literally name some of these ships. They name them after, they make real ship names. For instance.
Right. I did not know. That I had never seen. Although, can I call out my favorite name on this list?
I really hate that one of the ships on here is Incest Ship.
Oh, there's a whole section for it.
I know. And I also hate that they have like a adult child. Well, I'm guessing that they're gonna say that this is not adult child. Like, there's a Lucius and Ginny Weasley. They're probably gonna say, well, they waited until Ginny was adult.
It's gross.
I still don't like it.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
They also call it Jesus, like Jesus, which is clever.
Can I make a confession? So when I got into fan fiction for the first time in my life, I was in grad school, and I got into reading Star Trek fan fiction for the first time.
Ooh, girl.
One of my friends who will remain nameless to protect the not so innocent sent me Harry Potter fan fiction that she liked, and what it was basically Hermione just fucking everyone. It was like a three-parter thing where I think the first, I don't remember the order in which she was with these people, but she was definitely with one of the Weasley brothers, and she was definitely with Snape also.
I would say like Hermione Draco and Hermione Snape were like incredibly popular in a really weird way.
Yeah.
My fan fiction life did not actually, I read a lot of Harry Potter fan fiction as a child, but that's not even where mine began. I was already deep into it at that time. Because as most people, maybe not most people know, my first actual delve into fan fiction was Angel Cordelia for Angel fandom. That's right. But I like remember on fanfiction.net seeing that and being like, what the hell is this? Even like I was young and I was like, this is so wrong on so many, like the Draco one, I was like, okay, bad boy, I kinda get it, like whatever.
Yeah, you get it. Like you get the allure.
Snape, I was like, no.
The Draco one is like when your parents say, oh, that boy pushed you in the playground, it's because he likes
it. It's because
you.
Girls have a very damaged view of
yeah.
what romance should be.
This guy is mean to me. I should definitely kiss him. I think in the fic that I read, I believe Hermione was graduated and was like maybe taking a gap year.
No, that's so not good.
What's the premise of it? Like, basically it was like Hermione's European fuck venture, like was essentially what it was. And I remember kind of enjoying it, but also being like, I don't feel great about reading this. Don't feel good about this at all. Because I think my friend and I were trying to convince each other to get into each other's fandom, and I like sent her a Star Trek thing, and she was like, yeah, you know. And we were like, you know what? No, this isn't my
this
thing.
This is not good. Also, don't forget, Kickstarter backers, our actual reading of Sarah's fanfic of Harry Potter is coming up, hopefully soon. So
yes,
that is such a treat,
man.
It's gonna be chef's kiss.
I refused to read it before I sent it to Pajaya, so I haven't read it since I wrote it. I feel like it's gonna be pretty dramatic.
It's not as X-rated or R-rated as I would have liked it to be.
It's not. No, it was not going to be.
There's clearly one character she likes above everybody else.
I mean, it's never been a lot. I mean, it's never been a secret, that's for sure. I would say, though, that, like, the majority... So, there were definitely websites, and I'm sure that a lot of people who remember this back in the day, but there were tons of different websites. Obviously, there was, like, yourfanfiction.net, you know?
Yes, classic.
There was adultfinfiction.net, if you wanted to go that way. Like, that was...
If you wanted the rated M, the mature,
There was a ton of different... There was, like, restricted section, which was specifically like, dirty Harry Potter fic. I think... What was the website that I sent you, Bajaya? That's the one that I... Like, it was the Harry and Ginny site. It was Sink Into Your Eyes, I think it was called. I don't remember. But so there's, like, specific sites. LiveJournal was a big thing for it, too. And actually, my favorite fic to this day, and I have to see if I can find it. And they never finished it, and it was so good.
Oh, isn't that the fucking worst when that happens?
It was so good. It was.
It's so tragic.
It was called the. I've talked about this before, but it was called the Shoebox Project, and it was. Oh. It actually started out like as a non-shipping fic. Well, not really. Like it was very slow burn, I guess you could say. Yeah, it was Marauders era, and it like was always done like as a series of like one entry had like. A story in it, but you know, they had like pieces of paper that they wrote to each other and pictures, like photographs that they took and things that they drew each other. Like it had that interspersed with.
Oh man.
So like one person did the drawings and she was really good at it. And then the other person, they like co-wrote it. And it ended up like eventually turning into a Sirius and Lupin fanfic, like a shipping fic. But it was so beautiful. And I like to this day, I'm gonna actually Google it after this because it was so good.
Now I kind of want to read it though. That sounds awesome.
Oh my god. Actually, I'm going to send it to you because you're going to love it.
Hell yeah.
I don't think we can put this off any longer. I think we have to get to it.
Although, can I quickly say what my favorite ship name is on this list that you have provided us with?
Yes.
Of course.
I'm sure because it's Oliver and Hermione, and I think it's supposed to be Alamine, but it looks like Alimony. And I'm like, oh.
They also have Tom Riddle and Hermione and Tom Riddle and Ginny.
It's bad.
No.
It's
stop.
No good. But what about the ship name for Remus and Sirius, which is, there are several options, amongst them being Wolf Star, Puppies, and HMS Furries.
HMS Furries.
I also like that James Sirius is Starbucks.
Oh my, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, Starbucks. That's really good. Come on.
Sirius and Regulus is Blackcest.
Ew.
No, I hate that.
Oh
no.
Starbucks is really good though.
Hold on. There is one with Sirius, Remus, and Regulus, and it's Sirimulus. Twincest with Fred and George? No. Oh, I hate it. Jennifer, why did you bring this into our lives?
Did you see that Teddy Lupin and James Potter II, which is also kind of weird. But I mean, I guess like how big is their age difference? Maybe when they got older it's not as weird. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. It's je t'aime because it's like je and then te and then It's a lot, but it's a lot.
The linguistics of ship names are so interesting to me. Like, I don't understand it.
I also think it's funny that they have Teddy and Victoire in the ship things, but they don't have an incest thing because I'm pretty sure it's incest even though they're like third cousins.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure that counts as, yeah. Because Teddy is Tonks's son, right. And Tonks and Sirius, or not Sirius, who is Victoire's? Or the Weasleys are like, or Tonks and Weasleys are like second cousins.
Really?
I don't think you can rule out third cousins in this particular realm since everyone's so interrelated.
Everyone is too closely related anyway. Oh my gosh.
All right, now can we start?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. There's you're skipping over Honks, which is Harry Tonks. And then Fragilina, which sounds like Frangelica, and like I'm like, okay, that sounds delicious. And then there's Blur, which is Bill and Fleur. And there's Theodore Knott and Luna Lovegood is not good.
What about Pudley, Dudley, and Pierce? I don't even know who is Pierce. I don't even know who that is.
Oh my god,
Pudley.
Oh my gosh,
Pierce is his friend. It's like best friend.
Like bad boyfriend. Okay,
yeah,
I vaguely remember that. It's been a long time since I've read these books.
Come on, Jennifer.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going first.
Are you?
Yes. I'm demanding it because it's, yeah. Okay, so wait, maybe I shouldn't go first. my brain just stopped working.
You're like, you have killed it. You have ruined everything with your Snagrid and your snack and your Snako.
I will never stop. I will never improve. That is a problem.
Hashtag don't stop, won't stop.
There was an incest one that was Narcissa and Bellatrix, but also Andromeda and Bellatrix. But why not all three?
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. Maybe there was all three and I didn't see it.
Charmione is like Charmeleon.
Charmione!
Also, by the way, the Harry Ginny ship, their actual boat name, which I didn't realize was a thing, was Orange Crush. And an Orange Crush is like a Maryland drink. Actually, I made Josh drink one at breakfast that one day. It's just, it's like...
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you
vodka
did.
Vodka and fresh squeezed orange juice, and like, it's just really strong. So fine. That's what it is.
All right, buddy. So my first ship is, stay with me here, it's Neville Longbottom.
Whoa. Okay.
And I think that he would be a tugboat because...
What are you doing?
The way it works is...
What are you doing?
You don't expect a lot from him.
What are you doing?
But like, you know, he's this little...
He's so powerful though.
He's powerful, right? He's small. You don't expect a lot. He's not like...
He's got staying power.
He's not like impressive, but like he does a lot. And in the end, he's like really super useful.
Michael, that's not the ship we're going for.
What?
I know you're talking about a ship right now, but it does still sound very sexual, Michael.
I think you want... Why do you want Neville to fuck a tugboat? I think that's fucked up. Why do you...
Michael, come on.
All right, that's it.
Do her act. Do the ship.
All right, well, you guys go then.
God damn it, Michael. Who wants to go next?
Vijaya, you were very excited.
I think Vijaya has
You were
to.
Very yeah. excited.
Guys, my ship, I am going to ship Umbridge with Firenze.
What? You can't do that.
What is it called? What's your ship name? Firenze Bridge.
SMS Centaur Love. I don't know.
It's good.
Oh my god.
I just think that they're like, they come from two different worlds. You know, she is so bigoted and he is very troubled, and they can both heal each other, teach each other, and come together in a weird centaur, short toad-like person love situation.
I tried to combine centaur and sensual, but centaur, it didn't work as well as I thought it was going to. They're close. Mm-hmm. This should have worked.
In a world where a woman hates all creatures that are not human.
She's always been so short. She's never really looked at the stars before.
So it would be like a lot of hate sex.
Yes, it would 100%.
It would be a lot of hate sex.
Yeah.
Do you think Umbridge is like banging under that like pink outfit? Like maybe she's like really bootylicious under there.
Whatever. Short and squat. Maybe she has
like a brick house,
fantabulous
man.
Ass, big boobs. But she's just really annoying and gross. But she has a toad face. But I just think that they could come together and teach each other something about each other's world.
That's very romantic.
You know?
Isn't Mr. Centaur like, he's like a handsome
he's
centaur,
a very
right?
handsome.
I mean, he's yeah. very handsome.
As if it's possible for a centaur to not be handsome. But, you know, of course he is.
Now I'm imagining like Kyle, the ugly centaur. And he's just, he's just.
Actually, on subreddit relations yesterday, I read that it's usually worse-looking dudes that get better-looking girls than
That's true.
Not good-looking girls. No, worse-looking girls get better-looking dudes. So maybe this is that time.
The patriarchy, am I right?
Yeah, this is that time where Umbridge can do better than her face and her personality.
I support her in that.
Yeah. And maybe she'll be a better person, you know?
Yeah. Get some of that bad vibes out of her.
At the end of the day, she just wants to be loved, you know?
Oh, man. Don't we all?
She just wants to be loved.
Guess? Who's next?
I didn't, like, prepare a ship. I just came in to talk about them in general. But now that I've looked at the ship options, I've decided that my ship is definitely going to be Snape and Hagrid for some reason. I've decided this is good.
What's their name?
Snagrid.
It's Snagrid.
I feel like these are very uninventive names. You could have like Snagrid. You could have, let's see, he's a creature, care of magical creatures.
Ape.
It could be like creature or like potion creature or something. You have to figure out, you have to think about the essence of their characters. And or it'd be like greasy monster or like greasy giant or something.
I also feel like it's fucked up that Dobby doesn't have a ship in this list. I'm just saying.
Actually, I was trying to see, because one of the ships that I thought of, well, you should go first. There's a lot of people who are missing from this list, I'm just saying.
No, I think that's what you need to do. I think Sarah needs to fill us in on what's missing.
Because you know, okay, you know McGonagall might be older, but she is like hot shit. And she like, she's definitely a Mrs. Robinson, but not in a creepy way, which is not possible because she is just creepy. But like, you know, like an older lady.
Fan fiction's fake, so it's okay.
she's like Maggie Smith in real life or like Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Like she and Kingsley Shacklebolt. I'm just saying, that guy.
Oh, shit.
You know he's handsome, and you know she can get it. And you know that I'm just saying.
I support
this.
Saying,
at Shacklebolt, there's got to be a good ship name in there somewhere. They're like... She's like a, let's see, she's a...
Shag Herbal. All
right. Am I right?
McGonagall Bolt.
McShackle.
That sounds like Shackle-gall.
I don't know, but there's something in there. Kingsley. Ooh. I'm just saying.
McKingerbolt, I don't know.
McKingerbolt.
McKink. Her bolt.
Somebody has shipped McGonagall and Hooch.
Oh.
Minerva
I
Hooch.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
I like that they just, like, the ship date, like, number one, they don't even, like, try to, like, combo them, and they don't call Hooch by her real name. Her name's Hooch.
Yeah, but they don't call her, like, they don't call it Mooch or something. It could be Gooch.
They really messed
that
up.
That's messed up, guys. They messed it up. That is no good.
There's just so many things going on in this list. I could talk about it forever. In the Fiction Alley, like, ship, like, the nautical names. So, there's Hermione Bellatrix, and their ship name is SS Bad Hair Day. I think that's mean.
That's pretty good.
They both have really frizzy hair.
That's fucking rude.
Be nice to Hermione.
Sarah?
Yes?
I think it's your turn.
I said Minerva and Kingsley, which I thought was a very strong pair.
I think that yours is actually the strongest of all the ones.
I thought you were just mentioning that.
No, like, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not kidding, guys. That's a good, I feel like that's like a hot number.
What right. about this blazing hot ship that I've just seen, which is Gilderoy Lockhart and Severus Snape together?
Whoa.
Oh my god, they would end up killing each other.
They would be dead immediately.
Yeah, Snape would definitely poison him.
And then, of course, their ship name also would be Gape, which is no good.
What if Lockhart's, like, really good at boning, though, and Snape's like, I really wanted to kill you, but man...
I want that dick.
That dick's good.
I think he would think he's really good at boning, but
yeah. Oh, but yeah. That's so he would think he's really good at it, but Snape would be doing it for a reason. Like, he would be trying to get something out of it. I don't know what it would be. Maybe he's trying to seduce him into the getting the Defense Against the Dark Arts position. Guys, I'm writing this story right now. Okay.
Done. Sarah's gotta go. She's gonna be right back. Inspiration is
the
struck.
The other day, I met a guy I went to law school with, and he was like, oh, I heard that you have a Harry Potter podcast. I'm going to be listening, or I'm going to be reading it to my kid. Is it PG-13? And I was like, yeah, I mean, like, I make a lot of dick jokes. We curse. And he's like, I think we're okay with that. I maybe have to message him and be like, when you get to this episode, you might want to skip it. Because there's a lot going on.
Depending on how old his kids are, they're going to be able to get on the internet soon. And they're going to sign up for forms.
His kids are like 3.
No.
They're going to get on AO3 and they're going to click that. Give me that explicit fanfic, please.
Please don't.
I'm so excited about this other link that you sent us that I need to read.
So, yes. So the other thing that I sent is, I originally kind of wanted to talk about it, but it's just so enormous and insane that I can't. But it was kind of what I was alluding to in the beginning of this talk.
Oh my god, look at those live journal tags. I haven't seen live journal tags in so long.
So this is a whole
OMG.
Breakdown of the Miss Scribe drama in the Harry Potter fandom. So if you just search Miss Scribe, it's like MSSCRIBE in Harry Potter, you will probably find it. Yeah, it's the Miss Scribe story, an unauthorized fandom biography. And I was reading it, and I'm going to continue reading it after we finish recording because I want to know more about it. And I love reading about internet drama that I am not involved in. It's my greatest joy in life.
Oh my god.
It's some good shit. Maybe another time.
I love how extensive this is. And oh my god, looking at this Wayback Machine, but like looking at like the Avatar. Oh my gosh, this is bringing me back. Oh my god, I feel so old now.
Like, yeah, people's like weird like live journal avatars and whew, there's a lot.
Whew.
It is
a lot going on.
All right, we one more round. We're gonna do one more.
Oh my
round
gosh. Of okay.
Oh, we good? I don't have another round of shit.
okay, can we be sincere this time? This is like a real one.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
I did a real one. okay. I actually. Okay. I kind of have a real one now.
Okay, my real one. So Draco Malfoy, I think he would be like one of those really fancy yachts. But like, Michael. He's really super over expensive, but like,
and it gets really bad mileage,
but he's actually not even, he's not even that good. You know, it's like,
I hate you so much.
And, you know, you need a whole staff and stuff and it's not actually fun.
And like
fun.
Rich people go on it and they under tip people and then they kill celebrities by pushing them overboard.
And everyone's miserable. So that's
all, you're the worst.
Wow.
That's my next one.
So I go next. The one actually came up with first that I didn't think was as funny was that I thought that I've actually read this on Reddit a couple of times, the Harry Potter subreddit. Crumb and Hermione, because...
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Because he actually noticed her as a person when she was fizzy hair or frazzled hair and kind of big teeth, and she was nerdy. She was in the library, and Ron didn't even notice her as a girl until he had to.
Right.
And then there are these people that are like, oh, at Fleur and Bill's wedding, Ron asked her to dance first before Crumb could, and that was supposed to be romantic because after the Yule dance, she said, well, next time ask me first. And they're like, oh, he did it. And I was like, no, he didn't. He only did it because Crumb was there. If Crumb wasn't there, he probably wouldn't have asked her to dance. Like, that's not romantic. And people think that Crumb is stupid in book four, but he's not. They only think he's stupid because J.K. Rowling actually, like, spells out the accent he has, which kind of makes it sound dumb.
But he just, he's literally speaking another language.
Yeah, but he's smart enough to be chosen for the Triwizard tournament. I almost said Triquizard, but that is our tournament. But he's smart and she's smart and he likes her for who she is.
Yes, I agree.
He has so many fangirls and fanboys probably he could pick with. Fan creatures.
He's got it all.
I agree.
Crumb and Hermione for life. I don't know, Crumbiony.
I feel like I saw a tweet going around recently about, like, how, you know, like, 10, 15 years down the road, Hermione and Ron are divorced, and then she gets back with Crumb, and it's very good.
It's very good.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Speaking of the canon ships just getting all smashed to pieces, I, once upon a time, definitely read a Ginny Cho Chang fan fiction, and I was like, you know what? I'm into it.
The two Seekers.
They can play Quidditch together. It's very cute. What if they were like on the same Quidditch, like professional like Quidditch team together, and then there's like a spark, like,
right?
Know?
They're both cute. Like, I can understand. Like, that would be
exactly
both smart. Yeah,
and they're like sassy.
And I've always. So I don't know if I've talked to you guys about this before, but I feel like the actress who plays Ginny in the movies and the actor who plays Harry do have zero chemistry.
None chemistry.
They are terrible. They're like brother and sister.
None chemistry.
Well, they cast them when they were like, you know, 8 years old or something.
Yeah, but they still have, but also, that's true. They did cast them when they were 8. But like, also, have you watched like To All the Boys I've Loved Before? They're like 5 years old and they have great chemistry. They're not 5, they're like 20, but still, they're playing high school students. They look like they're high school students. It's just really bad. But I also just think that even when Ginny was younger, like, I don't know, she's just never gonna be book Ginny.
I also like that shipping because Bonnie Wright and I can't remember the girl, Katie Luang or whatever, they're like really good friends in real life.
Aww, I didn't even know
super
that.
Cute.
Yeah, they went to the girl that played one of the Patil sisters' wedding recently, Afshan Asad's wedding, and they're so cute and they're like real friends in real life, and I think they would be great.
I
agree with the ship.
Yes.
1000%.
All right, Sarah, bring us home.
So obviously I was like, I was and still am a Harry Ginny person because I just like, in the books, I thought they were really good and I really liked book Ginny a lot, and she was pretty much the only person who told Harry to like get it together.
Yeah.
True. And also, like, then also didn't had a crush on him, but then I was also like, okay, I'm done with that. I'm gonna go make out with Dean Thomas and Michael Corner and all this shit. And I was like, you go, girl. But, and this is legitimately a ship that I kind of liked, and I know it might be, well, it's not, maybe not controversial, but I actually really liked George Hermione, and it's partly because I liked, because I used to love the Weasley twins, And I mean, I still do. Mm-hmm. But then I read this. I remember reading this fic, and like Ron had been kind of a jerk, you know, like he is. And Fred was, or George was having a really hard time after like Fred's death. And it was like a comfort fic. And like she's really smart and he's smart, but he's like, he helps her lighten up and she like helps him, you know, she just like, it was really beautiful. And I was like, oh, this is actually like, she gets to stay in the Weasley family, but have somebody who like appreciates her for being brilliant, but then she's kind of like, you know, she lightens up a little bit and he maybe takes more serious. I don't hate Ron. I don't dislike Ron and Hermione. I don't. I actually like Ron, but I just, it was really nice.
I was looking up, I was trying to find the Harry Potter or the Victor and Hermione thing that I recently saw on the Harry Potter subreddit, and I was Googling it, and it was a lot of like, God, anybody but Hermione and Ron. Let it be George. Let it be someone else, but not Harry or Ron and Hermione. I was like, oh, people don't like that pairing.
I would say a lot of times people like, there are people who are very vocal about people who are very vocal against canon ships are way more vocal than people who are for canon ships. But that's,
yeah,
that's the internet.
I'm more of a person that like, I like exploring different character dynamics together. So I'm not necessarily like, I only like this ship and nothing else. Like if someone like presents something interesting to me, I'm like, oh, I could be into that. Like, cool.
I logically can be like that. But when I in a specific fandom, like I'm not a good multi-shipper because I like,
that's fair.
I'm just not good at it. But I can understand like when people are like, well, this person, I'm like, I understand why they're hot together and why they'd be great together. But I just can't.
I just don't want to read it.
I just can't.
You mean you didn't like it when Harry woke up in the seventh book and he saw Ron and Hermione sleeping next to each other and their hands might have been touching and probably holding hands at a certain point and they had drifted apart during their sleep and it was so sweet.
What?
You don't remember that? God damn it!
It's very romantic. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for joining us and really classing up our show.
Yeah.
You knew what you were getting into.
Jennifer, thank you for giving us this, bringing this dissertation into my life. It is staying open in my browser.
When I asked Jennifer, like, do you have a topic you want to get into? Like, what? She was like, what about shipping? I was like, she's like, yeah, this is my brand. I was like, all right, we can do shipping. It's fine.
I just saw Cassandra Clare plagiarism debacle. I'm like, I remember that.
Yep. I'm going to go hang out in my bedroom and pet my kittens and read this this long, dramatic story.
Oh, my God.
I mean, literally, real kittens. I feel like that sounded wrong.
Yeah.
I have two baby kittens. They're cats. Real cats.
She's going to go into her room and stroke her kitten.
Two of them.
Ew, gross. You do you. You do whatever you need to, Jennifer.
All this talk of fan fiction. Oh, man.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. We'll see you guys next time. Hagrid is a tanker.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's too peaceful for that. He's too peaceful for that. He's maybe a cruise ship.
Madame Maxime is the one of the huge
like the USS. Princess.
No, I was gonna say the USS like Arizona.
Yeah, a big one. A big one.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, my friends.
Hello.
Hello.
We have traversed this crazy season, and yet we are here with more reviews, and I am so appreciative. You know, it just makes me feel deep in my heart with love, like...
Aww.
Love is what it's all about, isn't it?
It is.
Do you think Voldemort wouldn't have been as evil if he'd gotten more 5-star reviews?
I think so. This could have all been avoided.
Make us less evil.
If he had more, like, Yelp reviews, like, the best dark wizard. 5-star review. Who knows? But here we go. I'm going to read the ones that we did get and Voldemort did not. So, D20 Chick from the United States said, value added. I've listened to a few Harry Potter podcasts, but very few of them do much more than summarizing. And
awesome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for giving us a 5-star.
We do a lot.
We do a lot more.
We talk a lot.
We talk about all. We do a lot of dick jokes, and I think that's a lot more to do than summarizing. I appreciate this next one. Dr. Reimer from Canada says, okay, Michael.
Good day, mate.
God damn it.
Put another shrimp on the barbie, Dr. Reimer.
5 stars for this podcast. It's good. To the point.
That's a good review. Solid.
It's good.
All right. This next one is directed toward Miss Sarah Tompkins by Saltised from the United States. Mount Shaming Podcast.
Uh-oh.
Says... bug shaming podcast.
What was that? Say that again.
Bug shaming
podcast.
I'm not shaming. It's a phobia, but please continue.
Hold on. It's also shaming. Moths are beautiful creatures. I have been an avid Geekly listener for a few months now and finally got to your Wizard Harry during my move from Chicago to Oklahoma City. This review's not written this angrily. I'm just making it this angry. Everyone on this podcast is lovely.
You're making us saltier than salty intended.
Everyone on this podcast is lovely and funny, but I gotta say, you all throw some serious bug shade. Am I close enough to Texas now to start saying y'all? No, you're not. You're from Chicago, so comment, you're not south enough.
Yes.
I only take it slightly personally because I'm an entomologist, so by the looks of it...
Oh, she studies bugs.
I study the evolution of Sarah's worst nightmare.
It's true, you do.
To make it all even worse, if that's possible, I specialize in studying spiders!
Oh, it would be way worse if you specialize in studying moths. Spiders are not that bad. I don't care about spiders. Spiders are fine to me.
Which is bizarre.
I apologize profusely, but someone's gotta do it, right?
Broken.
Right? That's what they told me at first. Ah, well, but in all seriousness, throw all the bug shade you want. You do you. You're all the best. This podcast is all the best. This podcast is the best. Harry Potter is best. Ginny plus Harry is the worst. Just gotta throw it out there. Peace. XX.
Harry and Ginny is not the worst. It's just not.
Harry and Hermione is the worst. Also, I scared a spider in my foyer this afternoon because I couldn't tell if the spider was dead or not, so I poked it and it scared the shit out of him, and I apologized to it. So I love spiders. I usually try to leave all my spiders in my home alone. So, and Sarah doesn't hate spiders. She hates moths.
No, yeah, spiders are fine by me,
which is crazy. I know, but you know, you gotta let some people do what they gotta do. All right, the last review I'm going to read for today and for this season for me is by Biotech Dan, which sounds like a person from a sci-fi movie. And their subject is like methadone for a Harry Potter addiction. All right. Should I read this like a meth addict? I don't know how to do that.
Just read it calmly.
I just finished reading the series for the second time and was going through some rough Harry Potter withdrawals, but this podcast has been a great help. It's fun, funny, and offers some interesting insights to the world of Harry Potter. Also, it couldn't hurt that I'm crushing on Michael. I think he means Kobe. And the sound of his voice. Has anyone told you that you sound like John Krasinski? Yes, everyone has told him. Jesus Christ.
Weirdly, yes, which I don't get, but...
I've never not seen your face with your voice, Michael. So it's hard for me to see that, but I think I can hear it.
I've heard it more than any other person. I've heard John Krasinski.
Please keep this podcast alive through the end of the series and beyond. P.S. Vijaya and Sarah, you're both great too. Sure, we are in the P.S. and Michael is in the...
Wait, you didn't read the last. You didn't read the last thing there.
Hey.
You didn't say smiley face
emoji. I'm sorry. P.S. Vijaya and Sarah, you're great too. Smiley face emoji. That was my relaxed surfer voice. I don't know if you all realized that.
I liked it.
Yeah. So.
These were a great bunch of reviews. I think I'm gonna have to give it to Dan. I think his is the best. But thank you, Dan. But thank you everybody for trying.
I don't agree with that. I think Dan was under Michael's spell because Michael is a crazy person that probably hypnotizes people. But I like all of these reviews because I don't pick favorites, and I would like for you all to just keep sending us 5-star ratings and reviews because it helps us a lot. Thanks.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for You're a Wizard, Harry. Our editor is Alan Matthews. Our artwork was done by Jesse Carlton, and our music was done by Sean Fagan. I know you want to help us out, so why don't you head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. And also, send us an email so we can talk to you. You can do that by emailing us at potterpod@geeklyinc.com. Hey, I know you all want to keep talking to us, so find us on Twitter at PotterPod.
I'm Michael, and you can find me at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm Sarah, and you can find me at Her Lady Tompkins.
And I'm Vijaya, and you can find me at Ethnic Ninja.
This week we discuss Chapter 30, Gromp. We have our own giant guest on, and the battle for the Quizzitch Cup continues.
That's rude as heck.
What? Like, figuratively.
She's a giant in our hearts.
Podcasting giant.
You should have said podcasting giant instead of a giant guest.
Too late now.
It's not like we can go back and redo it.
No.
Print it.
One, it's call me one take tomorrow. Hermione, the worst character in the books, is like nagging Harry.
Oh my god, what's wrong with
you? I'm very tired. Hermione.
John and Carrie. John Carrie?
Can't believe you guys are letting me just rail on Hermione like this.
I mean,
you're just ignoring it, know. Which is rude. I think that you're just ignoring me. That's fine.
No. Come on.
Michael, I don't have it in me right now to just keep railing on you for being repeatedly terrible.
I'm no Hermione. Grop wakes up. Mm-hmm. He's not super happy about it. Are you okay there, Vijaya?
Yeah. Why?
It sounded like you farted, then you put your face in the camera.
Oh, no. I think my headphone hit my mic. Sorry. I got bit by a mosquito.
I was like, oh my god, she just passed gas so hard, she passed out. You had a fart attack.
This makes the blooper real. No, I think I got bit by a mosquito, and it's just really bad.
Sure.
I have a lot of gas, guys.